Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing a threat from fellow Republicans who say he should resign or be removed. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports the debate over foreign aid from the U.S. could determine whether Johnson keeps his gavel.
Speaker Johnson defended his decision to move ahead with a series of bills providing more money for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, who opposes aid to Ukraine, already filed a motion to oust him, saying he's let conservatives down. But Johnson downplayed the effort on Wednesday.
If Marjorie brings the motion, she brings the motion, and we'll let the chips fall where they may. I have to do what I have to do, and then the members will vote their conscience as well.
With a razor-thin majority and backlash from members on the far right, the speaker will likely need Democratic votes to get the foreign aid package through the House. If that happens, he may also need votes from Democrats to remain as speaker. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court is making it easier for workers who claim they were transferred in their jobs because of their race, gender, religion, or national origin. Until now, many lower courts have made it tough for workers to bring claims under the federal anti-discrimination law. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
The sex discrimination claim before the court is illustrative. A plainclothes police sergeant in St. Louis claimed that after 9 years in the intelligence division and excellent evaluations, she was transferred to a different division by a new division commander. Though her pay and rank remained the same, she said she lost the car assigned to her as part of an FBI task force. She was required to wear a uniform and to work nights and weekends. A federal appeals court ruled that these changes were not materially significant enough to justify a lawsuit under the federal anti-discrimination law. But the Supreme Court, by a unanimous vote, disagreed. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The head of the UN agency that helps millions of Palestinians is asking the UN Security Council to help keep it going. Some countries, including the United States, have suspended funding for the agency UNRWA. That pause came after Israel identified a dozen of the agency's workers who Israel says participated in Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7th. The workers were fired. But the deputy U.S. ambassador to the UN, Robert Wood, says the U.S. is gravely worried about famine in Gaza and that UNRWA needs to be able to help Palestinians.
The United States will continue working with UNRWA, other donors, and hosts to implement reforms for UNRWA to remain operational as long as it is needed.
Israel's UN ambassador claimed that UNRWA has been thoroughly infiltrated by Hamas and is part of a plot to destroy Israel. He did not provide evidence. This is NPR. A new report from the Commonwealth Fund finds stark disparities in access to health care. That includes the quality of care that people receive and health outcomes made worse by the pandemic. The Gulf States Newsroom's Drew Hawkins reports the study reviewed health systems across the United States.
The report reveals deep-seated racial and ethnic disparities in health and health care, especially with premature deaths.
Disparities exist no matter what state you're in.
Dr. Joseph Bettencourt is president of the Commonwealth Fund.
Disparities persist, and there are actionable strategies we need to deploy, as soon as possible to begin to address them.
Bettencourt says the findings highlight the need for universal, affordable, and equitable health coverage. The report also makes a few recommendations to address the disparities, including improving the delivery of services, reducing barriers to access, and investing in social services. For NPR News, I'm Drew Hawkins.
The Senate impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has been quashed. After only a couple of hours yesterday, the Senate voted to reject two impeachment articles against him. House Republicans had accused Mayorkas of refusing to enforce federal immigration law. He denies that. Donald Trump's criminal trial resumes today in New York with more jury selection. The former president is accused of criminal fraud counts that he denies. Seven jurors have been selected so far, and the prosecution and defense have to agree to 11 more to serve as jurors and as alternate jurors. Trump is set to return to the courtroom today. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.